If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square in Killarney, County Kerry, Ireland. And I am so happy that you're with us today. If you've missed any part of today's show, and if you've just joined us now, you've missed 2 hours. So in the next couple of days, you will find the show podcast for a year at travelers411.com, and you will find it archived forever and ever throughout our family of award-winning websites. If you go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, you can put in Killarney, and you're going to get results that give you links to the archived audio of the guests that we've spoken with, photos, links to the relevant websites of the people that we've been visiting with. And we're going to take you off to visit with somebody that I think you'll probably remember the interview forever. So stick with me, because we're going to talk with Gerard Mulligan, musician, entertainer, bon vivant, and a member of Culchi Goes Cool Band. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am delighted to have with me Gerard Mulligan. He is a musician, an entertainer, a wild man, and he's also a farmer. And he's part of the band Culchi Goes Cool. Is there somebody named Culchi?
Culchi. No, he's actually, it's a combination of what we kind of represent.
Yeah.
Musically.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, it does. A Culchi, especially to people who come from a rural background in Ireland, a Culchi is exactly that. It's somebody from a rural background. Dare I say, somebody from outside the city in America, perhaps, you know? And we find it quite flattering that we use that in the most complimentary manner. It's kind of a paradox of terms that a Culchi is going cool. In other words, we're stepping into the 21st century in style, and we're showing everybody what we can do, and we're rocking the cities through the country, and that's how we're doing it.
What kind of music do you play?
We do Celtic rock, a combination. It's an eclectic mix, to use a big word. We splice together many different blends of music, from rock to blues to acid to jazz to reggae, combining Irish rhythms from jigs to reels.
And you didn't bring me a CD or something?
I have something for you, I think, before we're finished. Absolutely, hopefully.
Okay. We'll see if we can use some of this music.
So that's what we do. And plus, we write a lot of our own music, which is an original show. We're two guys at the moment. We've got a full sound. We entertain people from Israel to Russia.
Funny that you should say Israel. We were in December, we were at Mount Falcon in Mayo. There was a couple from Israel visiting. And the woman was involved in group travel, and particularly groups of Israelis interested in fishing. And she was interested in bringing them to Mayo, where the Moy River runs through the property at Mount Falcon.
Well known place of fishing,
then
absolutely.
A couple days ago, we were on the Dingle Peninsula, and we stopped in for lunch at the Benner Hotel.
Absolutely, in the middle, heart of the city.
Yeah, in the heart of the city.
Absolutely, we call it the city where I'm from. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a historic hotel, and I left the area we were sitting in to go to the ladies' room, and as I'm walking back, there were some bookshelves, and they were clearly books that were left by guests who finished the book while they were at the hotel and left it for somebody else.
Fabulous.
And what caught my eye was that there was a book in Hebrew. It was a novel, and there was a book in Hebrew. And interestingly, they actually had it on the shelf sitting the right way.
Well, I'm going to tell you
because
something.
Because, you know, when you pick up a Hebrew book, you're going to open it from what would be for an English book, the back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to tell you something that absolutely blew my mind, and it was in this hotel two years ago.
And that would be the Killarney Park.
Yeah, the Plaza.
Our Plaza.
We were gigging here, and there was a tour bus from Israel. These were absolute people, native from Tel Aviv, actually. That was where they were based out of. We started playing a lot of our jigs, reels, and funked-up traditional music that we play to a lot of Latin beats, Afro-Asian beats, and to see these people jump up and get
absolutely,
it was just incredible. It was the most mesmerizing thing I've ever seen. We got to talk afterwards about their dance. They could recognize some of the airs we were playing through some of their traditional tunes. So music is truly universal. There is a language. But it was the pleasure that I got from playing to these people. It stayed in my mind. We're still friends with them. They communicate constantly with us on Facebook. Looking forward to coming back. And I'll tell you, the biggest compliment that I've ever got as a musician out of my original compositions, myself and Jared, my partner, we were playing to these people. And at the end of the tour, this was their last night. And they said, we have been all over Ireland. We have seen all the shows, your Riverdance shows to some degree, some plays, whatnot. And they said, this is the kind of music we expect when we come to Ireland. We integrate it. We try and find common denominators so that we don't alienate anybody. You know, it's not just one type of music genre that we try and do. We try and blend everything. So someone feels at home from 18 to 80 gets something out of the evening with us.
Well, you know,
and we're very
funny.
Interactive with them.
Earlier today, I was talking with another guest here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel. And I don't know how we got there exactly, but Chaim Herzog, who was a past president of Israel, was Irish, and so was his father, and his father ultimately was the chief rabbi in Dublin, and it was Chaim Herzog, when he was living in Israel and ultimately president of Israel, who introduced the celebration of St. Patrick's Day to Israel.
Fabulous. So fabulous. Well, there is a great history with Israelis and the Jewish community in Ireland. You can check that on Google. That it's amazing. Through politicians, even through the times of the Troubles, the early days, even the rebellion in 1916, there was a lot of Jewish people involved, and there was a lot of support that came through to Ireland.
Well, you can go and visit in Dublin the Irish Jewish Museum. Interestingly, it's on this little skinny residential street where these little tiny row houses, basically. And at the end, at one end of the block, is the Irish Jewish Museum. And if he's still the manager, his name would be Howard Freeman. And upstairs, there is a synagogue that is in perpetual use. And on the main level, there's a museum. And I understand they bought a building or two next door, and we're expanding it, but we haven't been back, so I don't know what they've done. But a few houses down was on the outside of the building, I don't remember if it was a square plaque or if it was a star like you'd see in California, where, you know, the Walk of the Stars.
Yep.
Not a what you would call a Mugg and David, a six-pointed Jewish star, but a five-pointed star like you'd put on the dressing room of some celebrity. And it said that this is the house that the actor Barry Fitzgerald was born in. And then it gave his real name, because he wasn't born Barry Fitzgerald. Okay. He was born something else or whatever. And it's on the same street. So you kind of get a two-for-one when you go visit.
Well, that's great to give that a shout-out here, because that would be definitely a point of interest to a lot of people visiting Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, if you go to sabrams.com, put in Irish Jewish Museum, you will find the interview that I did with Howard Freeman, the manager there. And I mean, I learned so much in that museum. It was fascinating. That's where I learned that Chaim Herzog was, you know, Irish, and was the one that introduced St. Patrick's Day celebrations to Israel.
Well, I can tell you my travels throughout America, and I was fortunate enough, I worked as a carpenter in New York City when I was there. I had two music clubs in New York, original music players. And the first place I took was up in the Bronx in Riverdale. And it's amazing.
What was it called?
It was called Tiernan Og. Not the Tiernan Og that's near Madison Square Garden. I had the original there. It was an original music venue. And I had a place in Queens and Woodside called The Druid. All I did was musical acts.
Where in Woodside?
On 55th and Roosevelt, right up from St. Sebastian's Church.
Okay.
Right on the avenue. You know where Donovan's is?
I only know Queens Boulevard in Woodside.
One block up Queens Boulevard.
Macy's?
Yeah, not far at all. Fabulous place. But I'll tell you something. My first landlord, when I first met
him. I met my husband about a mile down the road from there.
See Queens in, Rocks, New York.
In Rego Park. He was working at the Alexanders.
Fabulous. Yeah. Still there, I believe, as far as I know, in Queens Boulevard, is it?
Queens Boulevard is there, but it's all changed.
Yeah, I've been there.
The tree under which I got engaged in the parking lot of Alexander's is now a multi-story interior mall with 1,000 stores.
There's a tree in the middle of it. There. The
I don't know. I think it's gone. I think it's gone.
That's a great memory.
Poor skinny tree. It was the closest we could get to romance in that parking lot.
Hey, that's a great story. Yeah. Love story. Yeah. But what I was saying was my first landlord was a gentleman, he was Polish, he was from the ghetto inside of Poland, and his whole family, you know, I won't dwell on what happened in the Holocaust, but I noticed when we were signing the lease, and this was just a gin mill, a mom and pop stuff, somebody had walked out right by Mount St. Vincent's College, right across the road.
We have to take a quick commercial break. They're getting crazy over there. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to tell you the end of that sentence, so don't leave me, people. Stephanie Abrams, live. In a Killarney, at the Killarney Plaza Hotel. Don't leave me.
Let's go, Castle Gregory. Hey, 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 hey.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland. Let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' non-stop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt non-stop. Visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly non-stop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, non-stop you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go, Castle Gregory. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go, Castle Gregory. Let's go, Castle Gregory. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go, Castle Gregory. Nestled in the kingdom's womb.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be with Gerard Mulligan, musician, entertainer, farmer, bon vivant, bar owner, crazy man, who is living now in County Kerry. We're here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square, right in the center of the town, city of Killarney. And I was talking about Frank McCourt wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning memoir called Angela's Ashes. He wrote three books. Angela's Ashes, Tis, which is apostrophe T-I-S, and Teacher Man. All three started out to be novels. All three ended up to be memoirs. And what I started to say in the last segment, and we ran out of time, was that about two or three Septembers ago, the city of New York, which has specialty high schools from the Bronx High School of Science to the school, High School of Performing Arts that the movie and the TV show Fame is based on, they decided to have, and there's Stuyvesant High School, which is math and science and whatever. They decided to have a school devoted to the specialty, a high school devoted to the specialty of writing for journalists, novelists, writing in general. And they named the school the Frank McCourt School of Journalism and Writing or whatever, something close to that. Go Google it. You'll get the real name.
Is it in Brooklyn by any chance where he was a teacher?
I think it's in Manhattan, but it might be in Brooklyn. I don't really know. Fabulous. We'll look it up together. Go Google, people. We'll find out together.
Yeah, it's got. He was a high school teacher, was he not? A public school teacher.
He taught high school, and he passed away on July 19th, and I want to say it was 2009. 9 or 10, I forget which. And I think it was 2009. No, it was 2010. 2009 was the Volvo Ocean races. It was 2010, and there was a memorial service at Symphony Space on 85th and Broadway in New York City. I think it was October 5th, but it was early October that year.
Oh, from the Beacon, yeah.
Yeah, and then and at that event, that place seats something like 600 people, and 750 people showed up, even though 500 were invited. And among those invited were his past students, one of whom wrote a New York Times best-selling book. And each of the students got up and talked about his methodology, which was fascinating, because one of the things he would do to encourage people to write in detail, to be expressive in detail, is that he would start a class by asking, what did you have for dinner last night? And he would go around the room. And so let's do it, you and I. What did you have for dinner last night, Gerard?
Unfortunately, I was at my friend's, great friend's confirmation. I actually had salmon. First time I've had it in a long time.
So how was the salmon cooked?
Fabulous. Marvelous. Just absolutely perfect.
But what was
perfect.
The preparation style?
It was poached.
Okay, and who bought the salmon?
Salmon was bought from the hotelier, I would imagine, the restaurateur who owns the place.
So he would go through this whole thing to describe who bought it and where did they go and what were they wearing and what shop did they go into, and so that people would, the students would, you know, begin to think in terms of being more descriptive about, you know, they walk to the market. How did they get to the market? They walked to the market. What did they pass on the way to the market? And all this sort of thing. The thing that came out at the memorial service that was so amazing was all this discussion about food. In his childhood, he would have had nothing for dinner. I mean, you want to talk about poor to the nth degree in a hovel with a dirt floor, no electricity, no running water. You know, what we would call
not that long ago, by the way,
what we would call an outhouse.
Absolutely.
I think it was something like 1960 something when the West Coast of Ireland.
Just about 50 years ago.
Right, when the West Coast of Ireland got electricity.
They were putting men almost on the moon at that stage. You know, think about what we were doing in aerospace programs. And there wasn't sanitation in a big city like Limerick, one of our major, you know, centers of population.
Well, yeah, and worse than that, if you go to Limerick, you can visit the Leamy National School, which is now the Frank McCourt Museum. Well, it was the the Leamy, the Una Heaton Art Gallery for a while, and then they made it into the Frank McCourt Museum. And the boys went to school there. The family went to school there. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll come right back. We're talking with Gerard Mulligan, and we're going to get into his music and whatnot, but there's so much to talk about, so don't leave.
Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Castle Gregory. Let's go Castle Gregory. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Castle Gregory.
nestled in the kingdom's womb, cradled by Queen Scotia's tomb. Stars, the sun, and the moon sing along with our rebel tune. Castle,
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 castle Gregory. It's castle,
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 castle with a capital C. Let's go, Castle Gregory. Hey, 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 hey.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square in County Kerry, Ireland, and I am so pleased that Igor Van Riel, the general manager of the hotel, introduced me to Gerard Mulligan, musician, entertainer, former bon vivant, wit, and all about gadfly. And it's really great fun to meet you and to be talking with you. Like, oh, and by the way, he's in a band called Colchi Goes Cool. We have a band called the Dossers.
Very good.
Yes, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, very
good. It's a good name. For people who don't know, Dossers in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, in Pittsfield.
We've got to double up sometime.
In Pittsfield. Well, come over.
Love to come over sometime. We're talking about, we were invited to, actually this year, we were invited by the mayor of New Orleans. We met here 2 years ago in this hotel to perform for St. Patrick's Day and carried on doing a tour basically of Louisiana over to Mississippi and a few of the other states, but we weren't able to do it because we have commitments. But maybe next year we'd like to come over, and we'd love to visit you all up there.
Come visit us now and see them next year. I mean, do not wait. Life has a nasty way of getting in the way of your plans.
Absolutely. And I've seen that more so the last couple of years. It's come to more fruition that you have to live every day and enjoy every day and love every day as best as you can.
Well, that's it.
And that's your message,
that's
by the
it.
Way?
You know, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I hear all the time from people about how, you know, when the kids graduate from school, you know, when the moon is in Sagittarius, I don't know. They've got some vision in their mind that sometime in the future is going to be the perfect time to go traveling. And I have to tell you, life has this nasty way of getting in the way of all of your plans. And you know, just circumstances and economics and health and things you never expected that fall as an obstacle in your path. Go now. You know you have now. You have no guarantee on tomorrow.
So can I add something to this? We were talking about previously about people from Israel and other cultures, all kinds of diversity, religious, ethnic. One thing that I found with music, this supersedes, it surpasses all these things. And we learned that in this life, there's one message. You do unto others as you would have done unto you. And that crosses every religious barrier.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? You know, and we're talking, if you just joined us, with Gerard Mulligan from County Kerry, Ireland, who spent a decent amount of time in the U.S. to, you know, understand the culture, you know, at least as it exists in the Northeast of America. The problem is, my mother used to call the people I am about to describe Gutsganifs. In German and in Yiddish, it means God's thieves. And she would use this word to describe people who are very, I'm going to put the word in quotes, righteous. And they wore their religion as a shield. They would make it very clear that they were religious and righteous people. But the reality was, what happened inside their house of worship never made it out to the street. And you would see people. There's a book you need to read. And I'm going to guess you probably haven't read it, although maybe you have. It's only about 103 or 106 pages long. It is the autobiography. It's the first of a trilogy of autobiographies by Frederick Douglass. Douglass spelled with two S's. Yes. He did for slaves and black people in America what Daniel O'Connell was doing for the Irish in Ireland, and they became friends.
Visited this country,
I believe.
Yes, he did.
Well, go to Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin and visit the visitor center, which was created by my very good friend, Mark Leslie, who is the CEO and founder of a company called Martello Media, and is well-known, well-established, and won a million awards for just about every visitor center experience he's created. He did Black Rock Observatory in Cork. He did Glasnevin Cemetery, the Yeats exhibit at the National Library in Dublin, the first exhibit that was built at the Cliffs of Moher. I mean, the man is... And he just did a three-part major exhibit at Fort St. Angelo in Malta. We just came back from seeing it. It's amazing. Very creative guy. Why am I telling you about him? Oh, so he wanted us to see... Oh, and the GPO. The new exhibit at the General Post Office, fabulous, which is going to stay as a permanent exhibit forever, commemorating the Easter Rising and in 1916. So whenever he has done a new exhibit, I was very surprised he didn't make it to Malta to take us by our hot little hands to see the exhibit, because we have gone with him to every one of the exhibits I've just mentioned. Oh, he also did one over at Powers Courthouse. Powers Courthouse and Gardens.
Yes.
There's an exhibit inside. Martello Media. So
this
anyway,
man spent a lot of time here.
Oh, yeah. And he brought us there. He introduced me to Sarah Slazenger, whose great-grandfather was the inventor of the modern tennis ball. You know, Slazenger tennis rackets and tennis balls. And that was them. So, well, that's where the money came from to build the house and all that.
It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. By the way, the most down-to-earth person you're ever going to meet. A real honey bear.
He's putting his talents to fabulous use.
So, anyway... He took us to Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, and we go through the visitor's experience. And interestingly, Glasnevin was created because if you weren't Church of England, which was called Church of Ireland, but it was Henry VIII's church, if you weren't Church of England, you had to pay a £5 death tax to get buried in the church cemetery, which most people didn't have because that was an amazing sum of money. So, you know, even in death, people were imposed hardships upon. So Daniel O'Connell decided, got to have a cemetery so Catholic people can get buried. And then in the process of creating Glasnevin Cemetery for that purpose, realized if it's just for Catholic people, it's going to be just as exclusionary as the churchyards of Church of England churches, Church of Ireland churches.
That,
So he made it open to all religions. So when you come in, and there's a Jewish section in the cemetery, by the way, but when you come in, there are 80 different religious backgrounds buried in this cemetery. And, of course, you've got Michael Collins buried next to Eamon de Valera. So you have people that were completely, you know, opposed to one another at one point in their lives, you know, within feet of each other, buried in the cemetery. But when you go in, you walk along, and all of a sudden, there is this backlit, big acrylic piece of artwork with an image of Daniel O'Connell. And behind, over his shoulder, is Frederick Douglass. So Frederick Douglass, somewhere around 1840, 1850, whatever.
First Civil War.
Well, he and Daniel O'Connell were pen pals. And they became mates.
A good Kerry man, Daniel O'Donnell. And I guess Frederick was an honorary Kerry man, most certainly.
Well, anyway, they had correspondence, and then Frederick Douglass came over, and there are at least two, maybe three, places in the Glasnevin Cemetery where you will see portraiture and information about Frederick Douglass, who was an abolitionist, activist, and amazing person. But he wrote this 103, 106-page book called, what is it called? The Autobiography of a Slave. And it is remarkable. And the reason that it came to mind now is that in his autobiography, he was born into slavery on a Maryland tobacco farm. And the slaves would get the worst beatings on Sundays after the slaveholders came home from church. So you have to wonder about what the hey? What is it about religion that talks about the best of human nature?
Goes back to that wonderful Yiddish saying that you heard your mother say.
Yeah, right? Gott Skanef.
Fabulous.
Gott Steve.
And that translates into any language, whether you can speak or not. That it just translates everything. That's a movement of sorts, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's what we're trying to do in this 21st century. And music is a great ambassador for all of this stuff. And that's what I'm telling you. Visit Ireland, or wherever I've played music around the world, music is a common denominator, a common language. It's love. It's everything. It speaks peace. It speaks change. It speaks forgiveness. It speaks enthusiasm, hope. Everything is in music, no matter what your background is.
Let's go back to your renting. You're trying to buy a piece of property you don't have money for to have a bar in the Bronx.
That's right, yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, playing in a band at the time, writing original music. I was a band called Full Moon Circus, and we had done the circuit, toured around America. I was working as a carpenter. I was a union carpenter in New York City. And I was actually working for Donald Trump at the time in one of his buildings, believe it or not, on Fifth Avenue near one of his first buildings, Trump Plaza. And I remember working as a carpenter, stopped in, it was a gin mill, an old elderly Irish woman. She was retiring home to County Leitrim. And she said she's just going to let the place go because there was nobody interested in it.
We have to leave you, and she's going to let the place go because nobody's interested. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're going to find out.
We have to finish the story.
Hanging off the cliff here. Come back so we can hear what happens.
Yeah, it's a good story. It's worth coming back.
Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams live from the Killarney Plaza Hotel in County Kerry, Ireland.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Gerard Mulligan, musician, entertainer, farmer, entrepreneur, young man living in New York City and deciding I ought to open a place where we can have music and maybe a pint or two. That's my guess, yes?
Okay, yeah, basically.
And in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, the good old Bronx, great place, love the Bronx, real, you know, city stuff. Yeah, there was an opportunity. This woman was retiring back to Leitrim, and we would stop in a couple of days a week, as you do. You know, after work, you'd have a couple of jars. You know, this lady, talk about the old country, meet a few people from Ireland, Americans, great, you know, great mix, just a wonderful place, just a real blending, a real gin mill, you know, shots and beer place. She said it was breaking her heart. She was going to get the place go. And she said nobody was interested in the place. The neighborhood had been changing in those days. As you well know, New York had changed a lot, you know. And so next thing she says to me, would you like to meet my landlord? I said, I might be interested. So I met him, and he told me he was thinking about selling it to a guy who was opening up basically a five-and-dime store, like a pound store, a euro store, a dollar store. So he said to me, what would you do with the place if you were to get it? And I explained to him that many of my friends who are living in Ireland, regardless of their background, whether they're Irish, English, Italian, French, German, Israeli, had no outlet to express their art forms, be it poetry, be it sculptor, be it painting, be it comedy, be it music, be it story, Chanot's telling, whatever you want to say, Shaniki, anything at all, any stories. There was a closed scene in Manhattan, very tough to break that scene. There was an art scene, you know, a very, very elite art scene. And I said, well, why don't we open up something? I had a great partner of mine, Mike King, we opened up this place together. And I said, well, we do something, I said, where we can invite other people to come in the locality. We'll put an ad in the paper. Come. We even had a pulpit where you could express your thoughts. We had an open mic night, right? Controlled, you know, time signatures were not, you know, we knew who could handle it, what basically the context of it. We had a rough idea, a lot of repeat people coming back. People vented, they spoke about politics. There was all kinds of meetings from
so what happened with the owner?
The owner, oh yeah, once I explained him what I wanted to, and we explained what the rent was, right? He said, first 6 months are on me, he says. I love you, Rita. I love what you're going to do here, he says. He had been through the Holocaust. He'd been over. He had made his time in America. Wonderful. And one thing that moved me the most about this man, and I'm going to tell you, this really has stayed with me the rest of my life. He came to opening night when we had a couple of comedians. We had original, I really stress musical art form in every form and even in creative writing. I wanted original acts. He came and he was so moved by some of the stuff that he heard. We were talking afterwards and there was a gentleman there. He was an Italian guy and he'd been on the pulpit. He'd been angry at the time. I don't know, Giuliani perhaps was at mayor and there was just something he was venting.
Something
about 42nd Street had changed and he liked the good old New York City. And I said to him, we were just talking briefly, and he was explaining his situation about the first American he ever saw was a soldier when he raised his head up inside in the concentration camp. And I asked him, I said, did you ever carry any anger, animosity? He said, no, nothing but forgiveness in my heart for what happened. So how, if a man like that, who had been through so much in his life, how can we be so petty about all the small little things that, you know, burden us every day? And I've carried that with me ever since. And I believe in being open-minded, sharing, and helping your brother and sister as best you can throughout this world. And that's carried with me. And you'll find that even, we've just met briefly here, but we've enjoyed our conversation. It's very open. It's flowing, you know, and you feel there's no walls between us, no, which is the way it should be. And I like
that. But you know what's interesting? We were driving from the Dingle Peninsula to Corny.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely. My country.
Day before yesterday. Or maybe it was yesterday. The days are running.
Well, you
together.
Brought the sunshine with you anyhow, which is fabulous.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
people talk about rain in Ireland. We have more sun in
That's
Ireland.
Right.
We have rain every time we come over. But we're driving along, and I am, as my listeners know well, I am a news talk radio junkie. I like to hear people talk.
Well, you both, I'm so interested so far. I can't wait to.
So what happened is, Moncrief on news talk radio.
Yeah, Moncrief, absolutely. Yeah,
he had on a guy that I have heard before, and I think I heard this guy on American radio, but I can't remember because it's at least a month or more ago. This guy was one of those neo-Nazi skinhead people, mm-hmm. and when he was a teen, and he
Not
was
cool.
running with the wrong crowd, and his mother didn't know what to do with him, an American. And his mother didn't know what to do with him, and he dropped out of school at 16, and she said, well, if you're not going to school, you got to go to work. And she worked, she had a friend who was Jewish and owned a store, and she asked her friend if he would give her son a job, and she warned him that he's got, you know, neo-Nazi sentiments, and he's anti-Semitic and anti-black and anti-anything that's not, you know, like white Aryan Hitlerian. And if you have to fire him, I'll understand, and we'll still be friends, because he's a little goofy. So he was hired by this Jewish shopkeeper friend of his mother's, and in spite of the fact that he said he was rude and miserable and nasty, this guy was just nice to him and helped him and gave him a chance and taught him skills. And over time, his attitudes completely changed, and this guy, who in his mind and heart he hated, turned his life completely around. And I'm sure it was in the U.S. that I heard him on somebody's show, but it was amazing to hear him driving from the Dingle Peninsula to Killarney just yesterday or the day before, hear him on the air with Moncrief, who was, for those of you who don't know Moncrief, there are two shows I really love.
Yeah, excellent.
And one is The Right Hook, George Hook.
George, of course.
Who's a real curmudgeon, and I don't agree with practically anything he has to say.
Yeah, he's
but he's very
dude.
Entertaining,
Absolutely.
And he makes you laugh.
Spends a lot of time
Even if you're laughing at him sometimes. And well, he interviews a lot of lunatics in the U.S. He always has on some guy with a ridiculous opinion who's an American.
From Boston. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know, who are these people?
How I don't know who the dude is either. He either
these
writes
rogue,
for a
crazy
paper.
People.
It's like Howard Stern dude all the same.
So, are you performing here?
I'll be here St. Patrick's Day after the parade, actually, which is fabulous. And there's no place, unless you're going to be on Fifth Avenue in New York, and I think they'll have a little snow this year, but Fifth...
Oh, my gosh.
I believe so. You guys...
but New York is great at snow removal.
But we're here we're immediately after the parade. But I just want to... one more thing, if I can just add.
Well, that's all we got time for.
Okay. You've got a travel show. You travel the world.
Right.
To realize what you're doing there at meeting people, overcoming obstacles, nationalities, religions. It's almost like a mission what you guys are on. And maybe people don't realize that traveling does that to people, but it most certainly does. It opens your horizons. You know, you just talked about that gentleman, that dude who was traveling around West Kerry from Dingle, how his world has changed. Travel can do that. Meet your fellow brothers and sisters. Open your mind. There's a whole world and a universe out there. Spread the love, man.
Stephanie Abrams, live from the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Killarney, Ireland. Got to fly now.
They say... come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.